Lecture 22. So in the last lecture we were talking about chromatography. We'd covered gas chromatography and high performance liquid chromatography. And our gas chromatography, what was the characteristics of the column? Diameter and length. Round the other way, that was the HPLC. Now that's the sort of information you need to know. Now remember, I've tried to make it nice and convenient that everything's got like a 3 in it, like it's a 30 metre column for the GC, okay? And the dimension is, you know, 0.3 of a millimetre. For you guys then, you'll need to know dimensions of the column, what's inside the column. Now in the case of the GC column, we had an organic layer on the inside, which was what? Carbo-wax. And so this sort of is a style of information that we need to sort of go into. So we're now moving to ion chromatography, which is simply then a variant of high-performance liquid chromatography. In the prac, we looked at ion exchange chromatography, but it was in a non-quantitative sense, or semi-quantitative sense. The characteristics, though, of both are the same. We use an ion exchange resin as the stationary phase. This is then a amorphous material that's got no crystalline structure. It's typically an organic polymer, and we have to have a good pore structure in it, which is quite uniform, which allows the ions that we're interested in to permeate the material. The one that we used in the prac was then a styrene divinyl benzene copolymer. So a copolymer then uses different monomers. So our styrene then has got an ethene attached to our benzene. Our divinyl benzene, vinyl is then this ethene group grafted to the benzene, so this then becomes divinyl benzene. So when we join the two of those together, we get our linear chains of the polymer, and then we get the cross-link. Now between this cross-link and the next cross-link down the chain, we end up with a pore, and it's that pore then that lets the ions in. Now also on that framework, we will have either sulfonate groups for cation exchange, or alkyl ammonium groups for anion exchange. So the nature of these then is that these ones, the sulfonate groups carrying a negative charge, will be the sites where the cation is going to electrostatically attach itself. And for the alkyl ammonium salts, these ones then are our positive charge sites where the corresponding anion that's floating around in solution will bind to. The actual size of those pores then are determined by the amount of cross-linking. Dow-X is a common make of resin, and so Dow-X X2 is indicating 2% cross-linking, so we've now got large gaps between one cross-link and the next, so we can put large particles through. In the case of X12, with a much higher degree of cross-linking, we can only fit small